Hey, how's everybody doing?
This is killer. This is really awesome. I'm Jeff.
This is Jake. And I want to just dive into the music here, but this is really cool for us because, you know, tonight we're putting out a brand new record. And it's an album that we recorded here in Richmond. And we finished up a couple things in Harrisonburg, and then we pressed the record to vinyl in Harrisonburg. And so this record is so Virginia-infused. And so to kick it off here at Plan 9 with y'all, it really means the world. Thank y'all for coming out. This one's called Feb First. Thanks so much.
That song has a little shout out to Lake Louisa, which is just, I don't know, an hour from here. It's a little It's a nice little lake community, and I'm lucky enough that my parents have a nice little house out there, and Jeff and I have spent an enormous amount of time out there writing and setting up drum sets and trying to record. And over the years, it's really been like a place where we've developed, and so it's super fun to, I don't know, have that little moment and to stand here and share that. And I love that.
Hold my mind, hold it in your arms tonight. Hold it till the bleeding dries enough that I can weep. Tie me down, push my feet against the ground. Push your hand against my mouth enough that I can breathe. Let me down, let me out, holy roller coaster. Up and down, freaking out, is anybody sober? Wish that I could make it stop. Having my eyes seen enough. Well, heaven bends beyond the light of day. Spirit from my pain, yeah. Dance it off. Maybe I can dance it off. Maybe I can try to moonwalk myself back to earth. Almost home, just keep on riding. Rocky road, but the moon is shining. PPS, everything is alright. Deep, deep breaths, it's just a bad night.
Forgive and forget. Scream so loud the whole town heard. It was raining and I was sunburned. And the barn was burning bright. There was nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. And I've broken down before, but this time something in me died. Yeah, something in me died. Yeah, I said something died. Something died. Spirit from my pain, yeah.
Thank y'all. That song is called Heaven Bends. That's where the record title came from, Sunburn. And we're going to play a song now. The funny thing about this album, it's still fresh for us in a lot of ways, but it's also been done for a hot minute. And So we started working on a new record and just been having a really good time writing new music and recording. And we're going to play a song that we finished up a few months ago. This one's called Paint the Town. So don't know when it'll be out, but here it goes.
Boom.
It's a country song.
I'm heading back to Virginia to breathe that mountain air. And there's a watering hole that we all know waiting on me. I'm haunted by her memory, but I don't even care. Gonna drown it down with a bottle of Crown in your arms. We'll paint the town, paint the town, paint the town without her. We'll paint the town, paint the town, town red. Journey through the ages, a place I've never been, but I feel so small in these concrete walls I'm breaking. Well, I try to turn the page, but I see her name again. But the pain she's caused has come and gone, and I'm going back to Finn's to paint the town. Paint the town without her. Yeah, paint the town, paint the town red. Without her, paint the town, paint the town red. Say it again. Yeah, paint the town, paint the town without her.
Jeff started writing that song and he showed it to me, and I said, Jeff, is everything going all right with you and your wife, Sarah? But I think it's just one of those things, you know?
I don't really know where songs come from at this point. I remember where this next song came from, which was 2015 through 2019. We were basically living in my Subaru, touring all over, playing as many house shows here in Richmond and all over the East Coast as we could. And then we got a record deal, and we were kind of flying around and traveling in a different way. And shows were great, but it was also just really stressful and hard and burnout and all that sort of stuff. And I got home. This was April of 2019, and just sat there on my laptop and kind of like jokingly wrote a song about, you know, just being burnt out and missing home and things like that. And then a couple years later, showed it to Jake when we were in the studio, and he said, that's pretty cool. Let's make it a tune. So I didn't think it was going to become an Illiterate Light song. I thought it was just like a little love song for my wife. It's a weird love song, but this one's called Fuck LA.
Woo! LA. Fuck New York. Fuck Nashville. Fuck Baltimore. Wherever you are, fuck that place and come back home. Fuck your job. Fuck that call. Fuck your crusade to win them all. Whatever you're doing, fuck that thing and come back home. Fuck the sun, fuck the stars, fuck the moon, fuck the multiverse. Wherever you are, in time and space, come back home. Wherever you are, fuck that place and come back home.
If you notice, there's not a single Virginia city listed in the city's portion. But
that was our first voicemail solo live, and I think it went pretty well. We're not sure if it was somewhere in there. Let's give it a go. It happened to work out. Yeah. That was Jeff's wife, Sarah.
We have a strict rule that we don't practice in any capacity for anything acoustic, for whatever reason. It's always like...
I think it's because we're looking for that raw, authentic sound.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you get it.
Yeah, it's a great excuse to just kind of goof off the. But I think this is going to be our last song, and then we're going to do a short interview, and then we'll sign some records and hang out. I wanted to mention that tomorrow night we're playing in Charlottesville at the Jefferson, and the show is just about sold out. But luckily for everybody here, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets if you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow night. There's these little things that are posted around Plan 9 here. So if you just scan the QR code, then you're going to get a chance to come out for free tomorrow night. And we're giving away a bike, and we're sacrificing a lamb on stage. We have to clear that, but yeah, that's the plan. But anyways, this song is called Light Me Up. Do 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 do
upside down, and I'm a stranger to myself. Can't shut up, I can't sleep. There's no silence inside of me. Another nightmare, another ghost. I'm just a shadow on my own, waiting on the sun to light me up. Waiting on the sun to light me up. Waiting on someone to light me up. Waiting on someone, yeah. Sadness, I'm sick of pain. I need some honey in my veins. Hallelujah, hell yes. Well, I'm one step closer, then I regress. A bitter dreamer, a bitter man, a shadow shaking in your head. Sun to light me up. Waiting on the sun to light me up. Waiting on someone to light me up. Waiting on someone. Woo! To light me up, waiting on the sun to light me up, waiting on someone to light me up, waiting on someone.
Thank y'all. Thanks, everybody. We're going to hang out up here. Amber, you want to come on up?
Oh, those sound real good live. I'm Amber. I'm from WNRN. You can get us in Richmond, 88.5. Stream us wherever at WNRN.org. Yeah. Sunburned is finally here. We've been playing some great songs, you know, early, getting amped up for it, and we're definitely excited to present the show tomorrow night and hear you guys, like, fully rock out. And you touched base on this a little bit when you first started talking about keeping it local for the vinyl. As we're looking at all this beautiful vinyl in this room and your copies of it, you worked in Harrisonburg, hometown, with Blue Sprocket Pressing. Talk about that relationship and what it's like to press your own vinyl.
It's really amazing. In our hometown in Harrisonburg, there's a record pressing plant. And not everybody knows this, which is super cool. Manufacturing, here's my political speech. Manufacturing is down in the States overall. but music manufacturing in general, it's not common to have a place that presses vinyl in a small town in rural Virginia. So it's pretty amazing. They press, I think, 5,000 records a day. And they've got three presses right now, and they're looking to get more. But you know, a lot of these, there's two companies in the world. There's one in Germany, there's one in Canada that make like record, you know, presses, and they're hard to come by. And so the fact that, you know, an hour and 45 minutes from here, 5,000 records a day, like Sturgill Simpson and us, And we were in there the other day, and like Oscar Peterson, like this amazing jazz pianist from back in the day, like all these amazing records are being made in our hometown. And so Chris Jackson, the owner, is a friend of ours. And when they were pressing the record, they let us come over and just like actually press a few ourselves. And
I saw the video.
Yeah, which was super cool.
Looked fun.
Yeah, and we did three different colors. One is maroon, sunburn red, and then one is black and one is blue. And yeah, it's been really cool. You know, it's just a fun way to, obviously everybody here loves vinyl. It's an amazing way to listen to music. So it's an experience.
The best way.
Yeah.
And now you all have it early tonight. So when you're enjoying your vinyl, when your listeners are sitting down this evening and putting it on, what goes with this album? What should they pair it with?
Aphrodisiacs, oysters, dark chocolate, red wine. Yeah. Let's think about it for a second. In the studio at Montrose where we recorded this, we were, you know, definitely on a steady diet of donuts and Guinness. So that would go well with it.
I like it. Donuts and Guinness.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how you should enjoy it tonight. So, Harrisonburg's still home for you, Jeff, but Jake, you're now in Nashville. So when you're recording it and writing the songs and mastering everything, did you come here for the recording, or were some done in Nashville in your new studio? How'd that work?
Yeah, we did a lot of back and forth. Most of it was during the pandemic, and some of it in like the more intense lockdown parts of it. But the writing process came from, I would come spend a couple weeks with Jeff. He would come spend a couple weeks with me. Our bubble during the pandemic included each other, which were 8 hours away. It was kind of a weird bubble. It's not really how bubbles work, but we made it happen. And so a lot of it, we decided we really wanted to have the experience where we got together for, I think we decided on 2 weeks, and we took everything that we'd been working on for almost a year and a half at that point and looked at all of it and said, what is the absolute best that we have? What's the stuff we really love? What are we most excited about? And then we just dove into that at Montrose for 2 weeks, just nonstop. We had the main studio room set up, but then probably three or four other little satellite studios where I could take off and go like play with weird percussion, and Jeff could go sing vocals somewhere. And we got really creative with the process there. And then at the end of that, we took it back to both of our home studios and got to mess a little bit further. But our first record was recorded like a few songs at a time, and it was spread out, and it was songs that we had written over 5 years. And we really love that record, but it's kind of like the history of the band from when we started until that record came out. And this felt like a moment in time for us. So that was what was really cool. A lot of that influence also came from spending time in Nashville and having Jeff out there. And that has become a really cool home for us as well.
The first song you play tonight was February 1st. Beautiful song. I was just wondering the significance of that date and the inspiration for the song.
It was written on February 1st. And I was thankful for that song. This is just as a songwriter, I'm a huge Neil Young junkie, and a lot of times he talks about getting like the download, which is basically just in this moment, kind of out of nowhere, the song comes, presents itself. And I'm so jealous of that. I tend to be more in the Leonard Cohen camp, which is like, you know, every morning you go out and you know, drink a pot of coffee and write for like 3 hours, whether you're feeling it or not. So Feb 1st was cool because it was more in that Neil Young kind of vibe. I was just sitting there like cooking some sausage and literally just kind of like, here's the song. And I just grabbed a guitar and just, you know, it was like an hour or something. And it just kind of came out. And I think it was really at a time where like it had been a year since we had really traveled in any way. And we just missed, we missed this, you know, we missed this. Like,
in a room with
yeah,
people.
I missed you.
Yeah.
And
missed
I missed everybody
too.
Here. And, you know, like moments of community and connection and playing shows and drinking beer until 5 a.m. with your friends. Like, we just, we missed that. And so it was a song about, you know, just being stuck at home for a year and yearning for, you know, connection and getting back, you know, into the world. So that's a little bit of the backstory for that.
I think it's appropriate that your Nashville album release show is on February 1st, but their Charlottesville release show this Friday night. Yeah. And
tomorrow
Pom Pom, Carl Anderson opening up, yeah. Keeping it in the Commonwealth. What's your relationship with those artists? Have you performed with them before? Did they come top of mind when you were putting this lineup together?
Yeah, pretty quickly. Pom Pom is, we've been fans of theirs since... Well, really, the first time we saw them and played with them was 2019 at South by Southwest, and it was a situation where anytime we get to play with Virginia artists outside of Virginia, it's a big celebration, and we played a really cool show together, and on top of that, the guitarist Charlie was the co-producer of our first record, and they're very much part of our family, so that is super cool to have them involved. I also just love watching their band, so we tend to book artists to tour with us and open with us that we just want to see.
So for the show this Friday at the Jefferson Theater, you'll see some posters around Richmond, Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, and if you see one of those in a window, chances are that this guy put it up. He's walking the street, stopping by businesses. How important is it for you to stay local and still do some of those things that some bands might have outgrown by this point in their career?
I love doing it. Like I came in here, you know, and yeah, I was like, you know, and for me, it's just a chance to like, yeah, I did that in Harrisonburg and Richmond and Charlottesville. And, you know, we were in Charlottesville and like my wife stopped in and got like a tattoo while we were out walking around, you know, it was like super
nice.
Fun. Yeah. And we're eating like fun food, and just everywhere you go, like you're just kind of catching the buzz of, you know, yeah, it just sounds funny, but like local business. And mm-hmm. it's really awesome. It's amazing to be on the downtown mall and walk to like 50 different places and have everybody go. It also helped that we had an amazing local Virginia artist, Thomas Dean, design the poster. So, it's a cool poster.
Will
it's
they
not like,
be for sale at the Jefferson?
They will be screen printed for sale at the Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, it was really cool to just connect in that way and like, yeah, promote the show. And Jake and I were talking about on the drive over here, we've gotten like more, comfortable with self-promotion, because in so many ways it's just about connecting with people, and I don't feel like we're on like an ego trip. Like I truly feel like tomorrow
you're making friends.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's going to be one of the most important nights in Virginia history. So I just, you know, just really want, it's like a Jamestown colony kind of that stuff. Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm definitely intending. I have my tickets. I hope you do as well if you plan on going, because last I checked, close to sellout.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Low ticket warning. You might win some tonight, but if you don't want to risk it, you might want to get on that website, secure them, lock them down for yourselves. WNRN presenting the show this Friday for your album release of Sunburned. Congratulations on the record. And I just have one more question for you. You guys started with an onion crop that went really well when you were farmers. And I've been wondering, since that transition of farming together to now touring all over the country, what was the moment where you looked at each other and like, holy crap, we're doing it. This is happening. Mm. What's been that big moment?
That's a great question. Newport Folk Festival in 2019 was just like, I am a history junkie and I love the history of that festival. And I was like really honored to be able to play on that stage. And it was 10 or 11 a.m. and I was like, you know, we're drinking coffee on stage, and I just wasn't really sure what the vibe was going to be, but it was like something magical happened in the tent where it was just kind of like, we don't suck, this is awesome. It was a great show. Like something just, I don't know what came out. I watched the videos and I'm like, they don't really capture it. You had to be there. That was for me a moment where I was like, okay, this is like taking off and we just need to put our heads down and stay dedicated to this. And you know, the path that we want is going to open up.
You're on the path.
I think for me, it was a little earlier than that actually. probably like around 2017, 2018, Jeff and I had been booking ourselves DIY style, sending emails, texting, Facebook, whatever we could for years. Probably since 2015 with this band, 5 years before that in another band called Money Cannot Be Eaten. A little harder to market that band. But
yeah, that was the Onion band.
That was the Onion band for sure. But we, for us coming from Harrisonburg, Virginia, 2 hours away from here, Richmond was always this like, how do we get a show at the Camel? Like, it was like, we couldn't figure it out, and it was, there was, at some point, we made a connection, and we made friends here. Camp Howard was a band that very early we became friends with, and at the time, I didn't know they were 18, and I was trying to give them beer and stuff, and that was a while back, but, we played a show at the Camel, and it was, at this point, it had been, we'd probably played there 4 or 5 times, but it was the first time we played, and I looked out, and I saw a bunch of people that I didn't know, and they were excited, and they were starting to sing along to our songs, and I think we both kind of had this moment of like, oh, this isn't our hometown, but this is an important city to us, and I don't know, it was like, it was starting to happen, and we were just like, it's crazy. So the Camel is a very, very special venue for me.
Thanks for sharing, guys. Yeah. Well, it's all happening. Congratulations on Sunburned. Enjoy the listen tonight with your Guinness and donuts. And see them live. Jefferson Theater, WNRN, excited to present the show. A big thank you to Plan 9 Music for hosting this lovely night of music. We very much appreciate it. Shop local, buy records. Thanks for supporting the bands. Jake, Jeff, we love you. WNRN loves you. Thanks for the music.
Thank y'all. Hey, we'll see y'all tomorrow.